In the name of the Father, and the Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the sixth Sunday of the Blessed Holy 50 days, and as we heard the Gospel today, there are many lessons we can reflect upon, but actually I will stop at the verse that says, when the Lord spoke to his disciples, and he told him, "And you will leave me alone." And this is something that's troubling, actually. We think that we can be the ones who choose to leave him. We are always troubled whenever we think that God might abandon us for any reason. And always whenever we cry to him in our prayers, we ask God not to leave us and to be always with us. But how come that we make the choice that we are afraid that God would do it to us, that we leave him alone? How this actually can happen? Can we leave God alone? Let us see when and how do we leave him alone. The first occasion when a person chooses to leave his father, that we read about it when we read Luke chapter 15. When man tries to pursue a false freedom, and we think that we will be free away from our Heavenly Father. At that time, actually, we are choosing to leave him alone. And this is what the younger son did. He left his father's house thinking that there is something more fun, more interesting to stay with my father at his home. This is the choice of those who assume happiness through indulgence in worldly pleasures. Unfortunately, this is the choice of many, millions of people. They choose to leave God behind in order for them to see where is the happiness that is saved for us through worldly pleasures. Unfortunately, I will tell you something that happens even in our own celebrations. When we have a joyful occasion, and then like a wedding, while we have here to come and celebrate and having God to officiate the wedding and the Holy Spirit to unite the bride and groom, after we finish the wedding, sometimes we choose to let him know you are not invited to the reception. We are going to do things there not befitting the presence of God. And as if saying to him, thank you very much for what you did. It's done over. Now it's our time to have fun. We choose to do this away from him. The outcome of this choice is always the same. What happened with the lost son will happen with any person who would choose the same, thinking that I can find happiness, fulfillment away from my father. The outcome is always loneliness, starvation, and serving the swine. So this is the first occasion we can see man choose to be by himself, choose to leave God alone, to leave the Heavenly Father alone. The second occasion, we leave him alone when we depart from love towards our brethren. This is exactly what happened with the second son, the older one, in the same parable. When he heard that his son is coming back and his father is like throwing a banquet and a feast, what did he do? We hear that he was angry and would not go in. So the father was inside and the lost son was there, but the older brother was offended and he chose to leave his father and leave and go out because he was angry. We cannot love our father and hate his children. This is a lie and a self-deception when we assume that I love God but I hate the people in the church. I cannot tolerate them but I love God. This statement is actually is something that cannot be understood even by God or even by people who make sense. How can we hate one and we say we hate his children and we say that we love his father, their father? And we look at this and we see how many times did anger, grudges, and bitterness cause many to depart from the house of the father. How many times people said, I'm not going to come to church again simply because I don't like the people in the church. I love God and I will worship him at my home. When we do this, we are actually choosing to leave him alone. C.S. Lewis, he has a saying, says, the gates of hell are locked from within. When we go out, and I lock myself outside the church, and I think that I will be worshiping God wherever I am, I'm actually blocking the gates of Hades on myself. Because outside the ark, there is no salvation. Outside the church altogether, no one can swim in the flood. The third occasion where people might choose to depart away from God and choose to be away from Him is when we are too busy for Him. This is said when we see, when we read the parable of the great banquet. What happened is this great king sent invitations for people to bring them in order for them to enjoy the banquet that he prepared for his son's wedding. Then what happened is the people who were invited, they made light of it and went their ways, one to his own farm, another to his business. And this also happens often. It is Sunday. It is the day when we come to worship. It is the time when we come and enjoy this love that's granted to us through this heavenly banquet. When we find any excuse not to be here, I am tired, I want to sleep, I have work, whatever it is, I am choosing to leave my father alone. I don't think it is something big deal that I would decline the invitation. But we have to pay attention to the consequences of this. This is not something trivial, that God will send you an invitation to come and partake of His body and His blood, and you say, I'm sorry, I don't have time, I'm sorry, I'm not ready for communion, I just like whatever reason, but today I overslept. Can we do this to any invitation that we receive from a friend that we honor and respect and love? Definitely not. We wouldn't even think about declining an invitation with a dear friend that needs our presence beside him in a day when he celebrates anything for himself or his children. So why sometimes we feel it's okay to do the same with the father? What was the consequences of this choice to leave the father's house because I'm too busy? That the wedding, the king said, the wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. And this is something we do not want to hear in the last day, that we were not worthy of the invitation. The fourth occasion when man choose to leave God alone is when we are overtaken with slackness. This is what happened in Gethsemane. The Lord had with him his disciples, or three of them, in order to accompany him in his struggle, the last hour before being delivered to the hands of the sinners. And then many times he came to ask, are you asleep? You cannot watch with me for an hour? Could you not watch with me and 1 hour? We pray because he prayed and we want to be with him while he was praying. We fast because he fasted and we want to accompany him while he was fasting. Even on Good Friday, we come and stay in the church for 9 hours during the prayer because he was on the cross and there is no way we can do anything else. And then even when he is buried and we put him on the altar in remembrance of his burial, we feel like it's not fitting to go back home and sleep on that night. We want to be with him, at least sharing time, staying beside his tomb until the time we rejoice in his resurrection. When we choose to slack, we choose to leave him alone. He is the one who said that I'm standing on the door and I'm knocking. If you open to me, I will come in and I will dine with you. How many times we heard the knocking on the door in the morning and in the evening when he wants to come in and dine with us and talk with us? And how many times we snooze the alarm saying I'm going to sleep an extra 5 minutes and 10 minutes, and I ignore the knocking on the door, saying to myself, I will open the door for him this evening, maybe tomorrow morning, maybe this night, maybe tomorrow. And we keep on leaving him at the door alone, knocking because we are too slack to open the door and stand and talk with him. something that's very, I don't know, ironic, that whenever we have trouble, we want him to come immediately and solve the issue. And if God delay for whatever reason, we are troubled, we are upset at him. And on the other hand, when he is the one who is waiting for us to respond, we feel like it's okay that we keep him waiting at the door. The fifth occasion when man leaves God alone is when we are taken with the loved sin. This is the choice of the young rich ruler who came to the Lord and showing, I have interest to follow. I want to be with you. And even he asked, what should be done in order for me to inherit the kingdom of God? The Lord told him, you keep the commandment, and he was ready. He said, I have kept them since my youth. But when the Lord told him, there is some kind of love in your heart that you need to get rid of it in order for you to follow me wholeheartedly, what happened? When the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. He went away, meaning he turned his back and he left the Lord alone. How many times we know that I have to give up on a certain habit, on a certain practice or whatever, in order for me to be able to accompany him? And how many times we choose that I will follow whatever I love, whatever is overtaking my heart, and I will turn my back to him? Aren't we doing the same like the young rich ruler when we choose this? We cannot have two loves in our hearts at the same time. The love of the world with its lust and the love of God at the same time. We have to choose, because eventually we are going to follow one and abandon the other. The sixth occasion when man leave God alone is when we cannot raise our minds to accept the faith. This is what actually some of the disciples did when they stumbled at the doctrine of the Eucharist. Christ started saying, this is how a man should abide in me, by partaking of my body and my blood. People, when they heard this, they allowed their common sense or whatever they think is right to intervene. And then from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. I cannot accept it with my mind, then I'm not going to follow you. Isn't this what many people now are choosing? To be away from the real church in order for them just to have for themselves their own religion, thinking that by doing this, they will still be in the companionship of God? How can we say to any place that this is the church if there is no body and blood on the altar? If he is not present by himself there, inventing new religion that just approved by man's mind led many people to depart. Until this moment, many people are inventing things, cults and denominations, and every group of people can come with any kind of idea and thinking that just because it makes sense to us, this is how we interpreted the Bible, then we are still in the presence of God, far from the truth, emptying Christianity of its doctrines and turning it into a code of conduct. Sadly, many Christians are choosing this. Sometimes you ask a Christian, and sometimes, unfortunately, it's from the church. You ask this person, how do you think a man would be saved? Saying that he should be charitable, he should be kind. If this is the case, then what is the big deal about Christ coming to us? Why he didn't teach us to be charitable from heaven? It is very easy. Just communicate to us this, be kind, be charitable, you go to heaven. Why he did all what he did? He came to give us his body and his blood so we can partake of them and we can live. It's not by being polite or nice or decent. Yes, we need to be so, but this is not how a man should be saved. People did not like this and then they departed from him. The seventh occasion, we leave him alone when we refrain from serving his brethren, the needy. There are some people that God put among us that they call us to serve them. they call for our attention. The Lord said that those people who will abandon the needy, He will come and let them know at the last day that they did this to Him. And as much as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. When we abandon the needy, we are abandoning Himself, the Lord Himself. You remember the story of Amba Bishoy. When he heard from the Lord that the Lord Christ will appear on a mountain on a certain day, he told all of the monks in the monastery at that time, they all rushed in order to meet the Lord Christ and take His blessing. In the way to the mountain, he found this old person who wanted help. And he asked every monk, can you take me with you? What happened? Everybody ran and left him alone. Why? Simply because I want to meet with Christ. I don't have time to bother with the old person who is going to make me to be delayed. The only person who paid attention was Amba Bishoy. And he stood and took this man and carried him over his shoulder. While going up, then it was revealed to him that the same person, this old person, was the Lord Christ Himself. Amba Bishoy understood, I meet God when I meet with the poor and the needy, those people that God made and called to be His brethren. When we abandon them, we are actually leaving God behind us, alone. The eighth occasion when we leave God alone is when we avoid the cross. This is exactly why this verse was mentioned. The Lord Christ said, whenever it's time for suffering and pain, many people will choose to leave God behind. Avoiding the cross will lead us to depart from the Lord Jesus Himself. We cannot think of a life where I can spare myself pain, suffering, and then I think I am still enjoying the presence of God in my life. St. Paul the Simple said this profound statement. He said, whoever runs from tribulations escapes from God. This is maybe against all what the people in this world learn and know and live by. Pain is something no one would like to tolerate or take it in or accept it. And people will avoid it at any rate with any, like whatever the cost. It shouldn't be the case with us. We know that we will meet Him at the cross. We like it or not, this is where He is. And if we want to enjoy His presence in our lives, the cross should be part of this life that we pursue. So today, Christ Himself is the one who warns us that will come maybe at an occasion where you will leave Him alone. Let us review these occasions and think with ourselves and reflect on our lives. Do we leave Him alone, thinking that in my life I know God and I enjoy His presence? We leave Him alone when we pursue a false freedom, when we depart from love towards our brethren, when we are too busy for Him, when we are overtaken with slackness, when we are taken with a loved sin, when we cannot raise our minds to accept the faith, when we refrain from serving His brethren, the needy, and when we avoid the cross. May the Lord to grant us wisdom by which we choose to be with Him at all times in order to enjoy His presence in our lives, and glory be to God forever and ever.